In this meditation, you will learn the art of shifting alternately between your physical sensations and the wisdom of your body, your emotions and the guidance they give to you, between your mind, your intellect, that is, and its directing knowledge, and your soul and its sweeping grasp of reality. You live on all four of these realities. And when you have the skill to consciously, with your will, shift from one to the other, you have gained control over those fluctuating waves of energy that once took you over and confused you or distracted you from the reality of who you are. Imagine for a moment now, as you begin to breathe deeply and expand your consciousness, those moments when the only guidance to follow is the automatic response of your body, when immediate action is necessitated on the physical plane, such as stepping out of the way of a car, reaching out to grab a child who's falling. These are times when the action is so fast and immediate that there is no time to think about the right direction. This is the wisdom of the body, moving with amazing speed when the need is there. Now, with another few breaths, think of a time, or those times, when you respond to the emotions. This is when instinct directs you. You have a feeling that something is not right, and you make a different plan. Something doesn't feel in synchronicity, in harmony, and you change the direction that you usually take on your way home or on your way to work, and thus avoid any problem that might have been there otherwise. Even though you may never know what you averted, what delay and constriction or injury you averted, trust that when something doesn't feel right, stop immediately and follow that guidance. The instinct comes in your solar plexus. It is found in all of the animals and also the humans. It's called instinctual knowledge. Now, in the next few breaths, focus upon times when your knowledge, your experience in the world, called your common sense, gave you the right answer. When, regardless of what others were saying, you simply knew the common sense way to respond, to act. These were times, perhaps, when you were with someone who had forgotten their common sense, but you still knew the right thing to do, and you did it. Now, in the next few breaths, link even closer with your soul until you know yourself as the soul, so that I may speak to you as the soul, with your personality listening, understanding, and yet with your soul absorbing, interacting with my soul. Breathing deeply, relaxed, at peace. Let your awareness reach further upward, into that finer light, and then let it expand outward. Reach now to the level of the hierarchy of the masters, and let this link begin to illumine your mind and your emotions. This is the higher knowledge. This is the place where you can find the answer when it is not visible to your physical, your emotional, or that intellectual or common sense level. This is the place of recognizing a new level of knowledge, a guidance that is looking into your future beyond this life and the next one, computing the best step for you in relation to your true purpose here, to the unfolding of that incredible light within you that is going on. Imagine something now that is challenging you, for your life is bound to have challenges. These are what lead you to the unfoldment, to the illumination and the eventual liberation of this planet. Imagine one of these situations that you have not seen the perfect answer to. And lift this answer to the soul, and imagine it surrounded by that circle of soul light. Hold it in this light and allow the color of your soul to shine on it. Now invite the soul to transform the vibration of this challenge with its own light and color. Good. Now invite the soul to sound its note into the very heart of this challenge. And just imagine that this is being done at this very moment, for it is. And imagine this challenge as a square cube that is gradually being permeated by the light and the sound of the soul. The texture of it shifting. The density of it dissolving. The color, if it has a color, of the challenge changing. And continue to focus intensely. As if a laser beam of color from the soul is coming from four directions to completely permeate this challenge in the center. Now see two more beams of light and color coming from above the challenge and from below it, so that all six sides of the cube are illumined by the color and the light of your soul. And now imagine the sound of the soul, its note, its very pure, clear, and beautiful note being sounded. Again, from six directions into the center of this cube of density in your life. And continue to do this and note the shift, the change in this cube. I, Jawa, am holding a focus of light with you. Your own guide is also holding a focus of light with you. All of the illumined ones of your past lives will be attracted when you are in any kind of crisis to shine that light upon you and to lift you beyond the superficial level of the personality into the heights of this great power. Observe your cube now. And notice the light that seems to shine from within it. Notice the shift in the texture and the color of it and the size of it. The beauty of it. The connection you feel with it as the seed of illumination within it begins to be revealed to you. Within every challenge, every crisis, is the seed of illumination being held out to you. Now place this image of the transformed cube close to your heart. Now hold it out and let the light shining from your Ajna Center shine upon it. There's nothing else you need to do right now. When you think of it again, you will know the right step to take. The fear and the dread are the anxiety that was in it has dissolved, and thus you can see clearly the wise and loving step to take. Sometimes these steps alone will dissolve the challenge, and there is nothing whatsoever that you need to do. The illusion that made it seem so powerful within your mind before has been infiltrated by truth, by power, and by the illumination that dissolves illusion. Thus, you stand in greater freedom than ever before in your life. You have faced a challenge. You have transformed it from fear to opportunity. And you have recognized it as something that you can handle with the aid, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the power of the soul. Each challenge that you meet in this way, when common sense will not give you the answer, means that you are one step closer to the freedom of the soul plane, to the ecstasy of living, actually living in the heart of God. The heart of the sun, your true home, the home of the masters, the home of your soul, the place of expanding, ever expanding understanding. The place of serene and loving compassion. Of precise and effective action within the world.